Lebanese fencer Philip Wakim was unable to overcome the challenge posed by China's Chen Yiting during his match at the Paris Olympics today. Despite a spirited performance, Wakim succumbed to the impeccable technique and strategy of his opponent. Here's a recap of a match filled with tactical maneuvers, yellow cards, and thrilling exchanges. First part, a determined start. Philip Wakim, representing Lebanon in the foil event, began his match against Chen Yiting with palpable determination. From the initial exchanges, Wakim demonstrated great agility and precision in his attacks. Using subtle feints and effective parries, he quickly scored the first points, taking a promising 5-3 lead. However, Chen Yiting soon responded. Known for his solid defensive play and ability to quickly analyze his opponent's moves, the Chinese fencer adjusted his strategy. By using swift counterattacks and exploiting openings in Wakim's defense, Chen managed to equalize the score. Chen Yiting's rising momentum. The second part of the match saw increasing intensity and even tighter exchanges. Wakim continued to show his resilience, launching rapid attacks and attempting to unsettle Chen. However, Chen proved relentless, expertly managing the distance and timing of his counterattacks. Despite Wakim's efforts to regain the advantage, Chen Yiting maintained his focus and gradually widened the gap. With precise touches and nearly impenetrable defense, the Chinese fencer took the lead, bringing the score to 14-12. Wakim attempted a final assault to equalize, scoring one more point, but Chen sealed the victory with a final touch, winning the match 15-13. A lesson to learn. At the end of this hard-fought duel, Chen Yiting emerged victorious with a final score of 15-13. Although defeated, Philip Wakim can hold his head high, having displayed excellent technical skills and exemplary fighting spirit. This experience at the Paris Olympics will undoubtedly be a significant milestone in his career, providing valuable lessons for his future competitions.